Hi everyone, it's Tom. Welcome to this special preview episode of Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. We wanted to give you a short taster of tonight's Get Sleepy Premium exclusive, which is narrated by the wonderful Elizabeth Grace. The story takes us on a gentle trail that leads through the snowy woods of southern Ontario's Credit River Valley on a late winter's day. If you'd like to hear it in full, as well as our entire back catalogue of stories and meditations, all completely ad-free, then just visit getsleepy.com/support or follow the link in the show notes to learn more. So, take a nice deep breath. Gently close your eyes and relax. We begin in the snowy landscape of southeastern Canada. Winter is quickly losing its grasp, and spring's warm glow is beginning to appear along the banks of the Credit River.
It's a beautiful morning. The temperature hovers around freezing as you head down the front steps. The clothes you've chosen are just right. You feel warm and snug in them, and the winter breeze feels fresh against your face. From the place where you're staying, it's about a 10-minute walk down to the trailhead. Between the neighboring houses, you can see the green and white waves of the hills, like breakers coming in to shore. The people in this neighborhood are friendly, but keep to themselves. Now and again, as you make your way down streets named for different kinds of trees, someone might send a kind glance or nod in your direction. But in all the times you've visited here, nobody has ever tried to interrupt the peace of your thoughts. At the bottom of the hill, you take a left, passing the old 19th century mill, which has returned to the land like something from an age long gone. You can tell you're close to nature here. Maybe it's the subtle freshening of the air, or some of the scent given off by the trees, or even an instinct deeper than that. There's a red-tailed hawk riding on the breeze above the river's other side, and the wind is ruffling its feathers. At the end of the street, where the entrance to the mill is fenced off, you turn right onto a wide, well-traveled bridge that spans the river valley. The sun chooses this moment to come out from behind the remains of yesterday's clouds, snowplows have already been through the streets this morning. The edges of the road are piled high with broken ice and melting slush that the new sun has transformed into heaps of glistening diamond and pearl. It's amazing, on a day like this, how even a pile of old snow can seem to hold all the beauty of the world. You pause halfway across the bridge to gaze down the winding length of the Credit River Valley, where dark evergreens and bare, elegant maples bask in the sun and wind. They are arranged on either side of the river like wedding guests waiting for the bride. Below you, the broad blue ribbon of the Credit River ripples like freshly woven silk as it unfurls its way down to Lake Ontario.